It's Tuesday, May 31st, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Sudan region in Khartoum has arrested a third pastor, this time from the Church of Christ. Pastor Kuwa Shamal joins two other Baptist pastors who have been held in custody since December. Remember those brothers imprisoned. Hebrews 13. African migrant crossings across the Mediterranean continue at full speed. About 14,000 came in boats last week, but not without major tragedy. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees reports that at least 700 men, women, and children died by drowning when their boats capsized during the crossing. Organizers are saying they expect the largest public gathering of atheists to descend on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. next week, God willing. And Christian evangelist Ray Comfort was planning to be there too. His Living Waters team was hoping to hand out 5,000 gift certificates to Subway until police threatened arrests if they do so. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson has received the presidential nomination from the Libertarian Party for the 2016 election. Johnson is pro-abortion. He opposes the death penalty, and he supports, quote, same-sex marriage, unquote. A recent Fox News poll indicated that Johnson would receive 10% of the vote if he ran today against Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Meanwhile, prominent Republicans are losing interest in the Republican convention in July. Those who RSVP'd and are not attending include former Presidents George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, former presidential nominees John McCain and Mitt Romney, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Marco Rubio, a former candidate in the 2016 Republican primary race, has endorsed a Trump nomination. Texas Republicans are committing to ban abortion entirely in the state, defying the Supreme Court rulings. The World View interviewed Bradley Pierce, an attorney who helped to introduce the pro-life resolution to the Texas Republican Party platform.
The Republican Party of Texas platform, there's 266 items on there, so a lot of it doesn't get read. And that's what we are trying to get, the abolition of abortion and defying the federal courts, to get that as one of those legislative priorities for this upcoming session, which just begins in January, as one of those. And by God's grace, we did. And we heard a lot of people really changing their minds from, you know, we need to comply with the federal courts to, you know what, it's time for us to stand up and say no.
Dr. James Dobson is accusing the President of the United States of wielding dictatorial powers and referring to him as a tyrant in a recent opinion piece in WorldNet Daily. Dobson pointed to the President's recent actions that pressed for transgendered bathrooms in public schools. He called these policy moves reckless and defiant, audacious and unthinkable. Is Disney coming out of the closet too fast or too slow? Pro-homosexual groups like GLAAD have publicly condemned Disney for its lack of support for homosexuality in 2015. They want Disney to incorporate lesbianism into Frozen Part 2. Disney's latest release of the sequel for Finding Nemo features a lesbian couple, according to the UK Daily Mail. Disney will introduce a lesbian, Ellen DeGeneres, as the voice for the lead fish in this new children's film, Finding Dory. The original film, Finding Nemo, registered the highest possible rating on Focus on the Family's Plugged-In Review and the Christian Movie Guide. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. Matthew 18, 6 and 7. A chief executive officer for a large social media outlet spoke frankly about privacy issues at a conference last week, as reported in Breitbart. Reddit's Steve Huffman conceded to his constituents, quote, "We know all your interests, not only just your interests you are willing to declare publicly on Facebook. We know your dark secrets. We know everything," unquote. More importantly, God is watching. Hebrews 4 says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." Witnesses say a young 4-year-old boy purposefully crawled into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo on Saturday, where he came face to face with a 400-pound gorilla. Animal handlers at the zoo were forced to shoot the gorilla to rescue the boy. Now, animal rights activists have gathered 222,000 signatures in an online petition asking for an investigation into the family and that the parents be held accountable. In several statements, his parents said that God protected our child and were thankful to the Lord that the child is safe. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. All this month, we've been asking and indeed praying that 250 listeners would step up to the plate and pledge $20 a month to help support the Worldview broadcast. Today is the deadline. 66 listeners have given generously. Will you today consider becoming one of the final 184 listeners to make a pledge of $20 per month by 12 midnight tonight? Please go to theworldview.com. Click on Give in the top right corner and check the recurring donation box. I hope to provide for you an exciting update tomorrow on The Worldview about how the Lord provided, through your faithfulness, the money we need to help continue the research, the writing, the voicing, and the editing of The Worldview in 5 minutes that's now being listened to by tens of thousands of people. Please do your part. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, The Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce The Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.